Who's that for? The Sixers?
Well, we won the trade, Hugh. I mean, that's...
Oh, okay. Okay. Champions at a trade.
Yeah, maybe champions one day. I mean, there's certainly a way better chance today than there was 24 hours ago. Welcome back.
Facts.
It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, live from Citizens Bank Park. Now, the first hour is action packed. We got another one coming up here. We're going to get to something, well, I wouldn't call it an incident, but certainly eye-opening or eyebrow-raising situation last night with Zach Wheeler and Don Mattingly when Wheeler was taken out of the game. We'll get to that coming up. All your phone calls on Jaylen Brown. Also, Hugh, we'll have leading off at the bottom of the hour. And we're going to, I was going to say, we don't usually have a guest for leading off. A lot of times we have the Bulldog, Dave Urem.
The Bulldog, yeah.
Now, listen, I love Dave Urem. He is the Bulldog. Today, we have a different guest. I think Hugh, would you say it's a little bit of a bigger name for leading off guest today than Dave Urem?
Yes, a little bit.
J-Roll, Jimmy Rollins is going to join us. He is in the park today. He's doing a campaign with Major League Baseball to raise awareness for heart issues, with strokes and heart attacks. And it's Playing with Heart is the campaign. So Jimmy's here through the Phillies, and with that today, it is a worthwhile campaign, obviously, and to get awareness out there. So happy to bring Jimmy on. He'll tell us about that, and we'll talk some Phillies. He will join us coming up around 11:30. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Jared in Charlotte, and then we'll get to the Wheeler and Mattingly thing last night. And Mattingly spoke here just a few minutes ago about the whole situation. Let's go to Jared down in Charlotte. What's up, Jared?
Hey, today's a great day. Happy holidays to you and Joe, and I hope you guys have a great weekend coming up.
You as well,
you
man.
Too,
happy
Jared.
Holidays.
And it is a happy one. We're going in celebratory into this July 4th weekend.
We got to get banged up real nice.
Yeah, Jared. Totally unbelievable. Today's probably the greatest Sixers day. I thought when we beat the Celtics, that was the best Sixers day since game one of the finals. But this day has surpassed it, especially compounded on top of that. And I think this Jaylen Brown trade was amazing. I mean, and I think it's just the beginning of something much bigger that's going to go a lot longer. Because, like, when Jerry Jones came into the NFL, he won a couple championships and then destroyed that franchise for 30 years. And I have a feeling this Boston ownership, who's private equity, who makes cold-hearted decisions, not about people, but about money, they are going to destroy this franchise after the 1 year. And after winning their championship the 1 year, and they're going to dismantle it. And all of a sudden, I'm not sure if the Sixers took 10 steps forward as opposed to the Celtics taking 20 steps backwards. But we're still ahead by 20.
You know what? That's an interesting perspective. Jared, good phone call and enjoy the weekend. You know, I mean, look, we're having fun at the Celtics' expense. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the great day for the Sixers to land a player like this and to give themselves a chance the next couple years. I do, you know, like the Celtics, I thought 2 years ago, were on their way to kind of dominating the Eastern Conference for a while. Right, they had broken. They got to the finals with Brown and Tatum in 22, lost to the Warriors. They get back in 24 and they win it, right? So that meant 2 out of 3 years they were in the finals with those two guys leading the way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had asked me, like, the next 5 years, how many times are the Celtics going to be in the finals? I would have said, I don't know, 2 or 3 more.
Because you thought they were going to keep the band together.
Yeah, maybe win another championship or two. And now, that probably isn't true, right? I don't think they're going to fall off the face of the earth, but Hugh, this is the kind of deal, if they're dead wrong about this, this has, like, it can reverberate. The Celtics could fall here pretty fast if they're wrong about, because they think they can replace him, like, obviously, right? Forget Paul George. That's just,
yeah.
They got to swap salaries, so Paul George had to be the guy. They think they can replace Jaylen Brown. That's a big thing, in my mind, to replace.
Yeah, and you talk about what he's been to that team and the way they built that team. Because we were talking about, you know, different teams and the way that they're built. And those guys came up together. They went through the trials together with each other. And then for them to all of a sudden, the relationship just goes sour and they move on from him abruptly. And has everybody wondering what was going on. Like I said, I feel like this was a favor. It feels like this was a favor. It feels like other things that they were asking for weren't happening, and I feel like Jaylen at some point just said, you know what, I don't want to be here, and they felt the same thing. It was probably relationship fatigue, and they both just said, you know what, we're just going to move on from you.
Well, I'm just glad it got here, and it got Jaylen Brown on the Sixers. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phones, Hugh, last night, another good Phillies night. How about the way they hit Paul Skeens twice this year?
Yeah, they rocked him.
They rocked him. I mean, they
tell you what, it was to see them score as many runs as they did, man, that's – it gives you – it's refreshing to see. It's definitely refreshing.
Great night. Now, the game got a little close. I think a lot of credit last night for the win goes to Alec Bohm. You're a guy. You're all-star.
The all-star Alec Bohm.
That play he made, that diving catch, was a spectacular play. And then hit a home run to kind of give him a little cushion late. So, good night by Bohm. Obviously, Trey Turner is red hot right now. And the Phillies bats hit around Paul Skeens. But, Hugh, that – none of that
– Well, he was hot before.
Well, he's been hot all week. None of that is the story, though. The story last night after the game was Zach Wheeler, who had a kind of a weird start where he struck out 10. He had times he was blowing the ball past the Pirates, but gave some base runners, some walks, some bloops in that last inning. Mm-hmm. And for the first time in 53 starts, it's a long time, did not get through five innings. Now, Hugh, I think Zach Wheeler pretty clearly thinks he should have been given the opportunity to get through five innings. Let's hear Zach Wheeler last night after the game on the decision by Don Mattingly to pull him with two outs in the top of the fifth.
I feel like it was kind of a grind for you tonight.
Yeah, I think it was a grind for both of us. I was happy to get that done.
How difficult is it to pitch in that in the heat?
It was first hot, really hot game of the year, so it takes a little getting used to. But once you get that one out of the way, it makes it a little easier for the rest of them.
Anything you can pinpoint for the grind?
It's a weird feeling. You know, you don't like to come out before finishing five innings, and the fans kind of get around it. It seems like you want to go off the field. Something.
Yeah, I was upset.
Boy, upset.
Getting taken out of the game.
You'd like to finish five?
Obviously, yeah. I feel like I've earned that.
Talk to Don on it?
Nope.
Will you?
I don't know. Good. Thanks.
You got a lot of passive aggressiveness.
Ooh, so a couple things stood out to me. I feel like I've earned that to get through the fifth inning. And have you talked to Don about it? Nope.
Now, I love Wheeler. That's my guy. But if you feel that strongly about it, you need to – they got some nice shoes on too, by the way.
Yes.
If you feel that strongly about it, that's probably the first person you need to talk to, because if I'm the manager and – you know, we have an issue. The last thing that I want to hear is it an issue in the newspaper. You know what I mean? I mean, if you had an issue with it, hey, let's sit down and chop it up. We could discuss it.
Now, to be fair, he's asked about a postgame. He has to do media availability. He didn't put out a tweet or Zach seems like he's the least online guy, but Instagram. He was asked and he just answered.
But to your point, you pointed out last night that you saw when he was on the mound that he was clearly not happy.
Oh, he was not happy.
Okay, so if you're clearly not happy, say that. Say that in that moment, like, hey, man, I got this or something. Let him know that you got it. It feels a little passive aggressive to me. And you know, I got a lot of love for Wheeler. But if you felt that strongly about it on the mound, you should have said, hey, man, let me get this.
So I have two thoughts. My first, I love that he didn't want to come off the mound. I love that about him. Zach Wheeler has an old school thing about him. Like he's
and
in this era,
old school.
Yeah, but pitchers back in the day, like this doesn't happen very much anymore. They used to wave off the manager or wave off the pitching coach. Like I'm not coming out of this game. Zach's got a little of that. I like that about him. But I also, Hugh, Don Mattingly has a job to do, and
yes,
Don Mattingly has to try to get this team. And this is there's two elements to this, and I think it's very hard to do both. The best managers could do it. He's got to have his foot on the gas to win as many games, try to catch the Braves, regular season, all that. He also has to think big picture. This is a guy coming off of surgery.
Totally agree.
Last night was, what, July 1st? There's still a lot of season to go.
Totally agree.
And the goal is not just to have Zach Wheeler good in July, August, September. We need him at his best on October 26th
to
win the World Series. So it's 104 pitches. It's a hot night. I don't think Don Mattingly's crazy for saying, you know what, you've done enough tonight. Let's go.
I don't think he's crazy either, right? But I think Wheeler needs to say something in that moment, and then Don explains it to him.
Yeah.
Because I'm with you. You know, you're trying to – sometimes you got to save yourself from yourself. Like somebody has to save you from yourself. So I feel you on that. But I think that the way that the team is going, that Wheels probably could have handled that situation a lot better than he did.
So Don Mattingly was asked about it this morning, because I guess the there wasn't time to get Don Mattingly's response before
last
after
night,
Wheeler.
Yeah.
Right. So here's Don Mattingly in the dugout just about 20 minutes ago here at Citizens Bank Park, asked about what Wheeler said and his reaction.
I have not at this point. I don't think you want to talk to me yet. Maybe you'll settle down and talk to him later, but I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet. But in general, it really doesn't bother me at all that he's upset. I think the great ones never want to come out of a game. And he's no different. I mean, I had Kershaw out there. He did not want to come out of games. But from my standpoint, I got to protect not necessarily him. He's at 105 in that inning. He has a 10-pitch at bat. He's at 115 in the fifth inning. This is a long-term kind of situation. I think you guys know our rotation is obviously a great rotation, but the depth of it is not just filled with, you know, four schemes down in the minor leagues ready to pop in and fill the spot. So, you know, my job is to make sure that this guy stays available, you know, through the course of the season. And we got a long way to go, so I really don't mind guys being upset. That's what the great ones do.
You know what he sounds like? A dad.
Yeah.
Sounds like a dad.
Someone who's done this before.
That's been there, done that. And like I said, the way Will's handled, and I think he handled it well because he said, hey, haven't talked to him yet because he hasn't settled down. So, you know, he's still mad. So he's not worried about it because he understands his competitive nature.
Yeah.
You know, and Wills is a competitor. But you could have handled that better. I mean, I'm with you. If you felt like you should have went, you got to think a big picture because if you get hurt, we're screwed.
I love that. We don't exactly have four Paul schemes in the minor leagues.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And he put it in perspective.
Yeah.
And I hope he heard that because that's basically what it is.
We need you.
We need. Dude, we're sitting here trying to figure out. We've had polls over the last couple of weeks. What do we need more of? It looks like the bats are starting to come around, and hopefully that could be the case and they could stay hot. We need pitching. We need some pitching. And the other day, we left Nola out there because we didn't have a bridge to get to the bullpen, tired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're in the, I understand Wills is in the moment, but you have to think about what Don's thinking about. He's like, dude, he's already out there. It's hot. What'd you say, 105 pitches? Get him out of there.
Well, and he brought up he's dealt with this before. I mean, sometimes you hear Don Mattingly and you remember not only did he play for a long time, he was a great player. He has a lot of managing experience. He mentioned Kershaw, right? Kershaw was like that. Kershaw didn't want to come out of games, so he dealt with that before. And the other thing I thought was a good point by Mattingly is, Hugh, yeah, so 104, 105 pitches, that's not that big of a deal. But Mattingly brings up the point, I don't know if the next batter is going to be a 10-pitch at-bat, and all of a sudden you're at 115, right?
Yeah.
Then we're in the kind of territory where, like, when was the last time he threw 115 pitches, Zach? Then you kind of have to be wary of that. So I understand. I love that Wheeler has that fire to him. But Don Mattingly was in the right. I mean, if he thinks it's time and let's keep him healthy, he's got to take him out of the game.
And then, you know what, not only that, even when we got a chance to talk to Don in at the beginning, before the season started, he's always, when you ask him baseball questions, because when we talked about the lineups and stuff, he immediately goes into the moment. So it sounds like to me when he was having that conversation – he went into the moment, and he tried to explain it in detail the best way that he possibly could. I mean, listening to that, I understand where Wills is coming from, but he's right. You have to protect yourself from yourself sometimes.
You do. Chris in Middletown up on WIP as we discuss Jaylen Brown being traded to the Sixers. What's up, Chris?
Welcome to the city of Jaylens, man.
There's a lot of Jaylens here in Philadelphia. Now we have a J-A-Y-L-E-N compared to a couple J-A-L-E-Ns, but there's a lot of Jaylens running around now.
Joe, stop with the semantics of spelling. We can't even say names right for the most part.
How would you rank the three Jaylens, three prominent Jaylens?
I'd like us to trade one of them now. I think he wears number one as well.
We have too many? Have we gone over the quota of Jaylens?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I asked you before the show how we would rank the Jaylens right now.
Yeah. Right now?
Right now.
Yeah.
Brown, Carter,
Hurts. And Hurts.
I think that's a fair ranking. Go ahead, Chris.
But you did that on purpose.
I hear the Jaylenites getting triggered right now by Hugh Douglas, and I love it. Guys, I want to touch on the Jaylen Brown thing.
Yeah, fine. That's fine.
Hugh, you know, they're sensitive folks,
super
Hugh.
Sensitive.
They kind of hear what they want to hear. I mean, they are delusional. Jaylen Brown, guys, there's nothing to say about this. The guy's a stud. He's exactly what the Sixers need. And Joe, you already said this. He's going to take the mantle as the man, and the youngsters get to just do what they do without the pressure on them, which is just absolutely perfect. And, Joey, you're on fire today, by the way. You also compared him to the Moses trade, and I agree. And, guys, it's going to yield the same result. I mean, Sixers, start planning out the map and out the parade right now. It's happening next year. Something, though, Joe, I've been watching the Phillies, and this Jaylen Brown trade has got me happy more in a Hugh sort of way, because I feel like this is a message to Mr. Middletown. Do you see what happens when you have the right GM in place? Middletown, Mr. Middletown, the owner of the
Middleton.
John Middleton. Yeah, Middleton.
No.
Yeah.
Middleton.
Not
Middletown.
Now.
It's the same.
No.
The
well,
same.
Listen, I mean, Mike Yancey's having a moment. Right. Has Mike Yancey jumped Dombrowski in the GM rankings in the city?
Absolutely. He's leading the pack. He's ahead of Howie right now.
No, well, I wouldn't go there.
He's ahead of Howie.
Huh?
I would. I live in the moment, Joe. I'm a fan, okay?
Right now
he's ahead of Howie.
Yep.
Joe, I wanna point something out to everybody that's watching this, because I really want Mr. Middleton to have his ears on for this, because we need to get rid of Dumbo. I'm going to compare two players real quick here for you. Batting average-wise, 239 versus 256.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought I lost you there. Batting average, 239 versus 256. Shut up, Kyle. 239 versus 256. Player 2 gets the advantage. On-base percentage, 287 versus 307. Player 2 gets the advantage. OPS, 655 versus 653. That's practically neutral. Player reveal here, player 1 that lost this comparison, Trey Turner. Player 2, Justin Crawford. That's you, Dombrowski. That's what you're doing right now. Trey Turner. You're a big man. You're a big man that you can't do what Don Mattingly has done and take under control and trade and get rid of him. I hope he stays hot, Joe, so they can trade him. I want to wish everybody a happy, safe 4th of July, especially you, Hugh Douglas. Please don't get yourself tied up in Skip's bedroom over this holiday weekend. Have a great 4th, everyone.
That's a lot, Chris. Happy 4th. Yes, Trey is hot right now. Hopefully it continues. He's been on a heater, a big home run last night off of Paul Skeens. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up. We got a lot here, Hugh. We have Jimmy Rollins that will join us coming up in a little bit as we get into leading off. Also, our Phillies fantastic auction winner will read the lineup today for the Phillies lineup before first pitch. We'll lead you up to the game. We're live at Citizens Bank Park on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The world's biggest soccer tournament is heating up in the U.S. On Kalshi, you could trade every match from the opening stage all the way into the final. And after last night, we know the United States is in to the final 16 here in the great big soccer tournament. And right now, the United States trading at 4% to win it all, which means a $100 trade on the U.S. to win would pay out $2,179. On Cal Street, trading its peers in a live market, meaning there's no house, and as the probability changes, you can buy in and out of your position. For a limited time, download the Cal Street app, use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi, trade the beautiful game, 18 plus only, restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.